New York City is canceling its business ties with the Trump Organization. It's pulling out of $17 million in agreements with a company owned by the president. NPR's Sally Herships checks in with New Yorkers for their thoughts on the end of Trump's deals in the city.
New York City has four contracts with the Trump Organization, managing a golf course in the Bronx, two ice skating rinks, and a carousel in Central Park. But de Blasio says city contracts come with an exit clause. New York can opt out if company leadership is engaged in criminal activity, which is what he says the president has done.
Inciting an insurrection. Let's be clear. I'm going to say these words again. Inciting an insurrection against the United States government clearly constitutes criminal activity. So the city of New York will no longer have anything to do with the Trump Organization. They have profited from these contracts. They will profit no longer.
And at $17 million, the deals represent just a tiny fraction of New York City's annual budget, $90 to $95 billion. But Brooklyn residents Glenn Jussen and his wife Isabel Wessel say the mayor is doing the right thing. They're sitting in the sun on a green bench in a park in Brooklyn, intent on a folded-up piece of paper, a crossword puzzle. They say the puzzle's theme is the perfect fit for how they feel about Trump's business deals in New York City.
It says, get out of here. That's actually the theme, I swear to God. And it's, it could be better for an impeachment day. Get out of here.
A few minutes later, Michelle Valladares, a poet and lecturer at City College, walks by with her dog. She says she's disgusted by the president's actions. She's glad to hear the mayor's news. But she says this is a precarious time and passions are high. So she hopes the mayor moves slowly.
Before reacting, I think it's really important to calm our minds and to really not abandon what's legal and illegal.
Valladares wants to make sure what New York does with the contracts is legal. A review by the Citizens Budget Commission says that two of the four agreements were already set to expire in just a few months. The Trump Organization didn't respond to a request for an interview in time for air. Sally Herships, NPR News.